I almost wonder a little bit, can us get those two losses within the season? And they came out a little, game with Harbor Beach where they're shaky for a little bit in the first quarter, and they turned it on. Came out a little bit shaky in the first half against Lakers, but it seems like since the second half of that Lakers game, they are full throttle, full force ahead, and they're really gelling at the right time.
And, you know, DeMont doesn't really look too far ahead, but he knows what he's got coming up, and he knows right now that, yeah, he'd like to let up a little bit, but they're also going to work on fundamental things because they do have a big game coming up if they should hang on to win this game Tuesday, playing Saginaw Valley Lutheran, because they're definitely going to have to be fundamentally strong in all aspects to win that ball game.
Well, Valley Lutheran is a team like they've not faced before. It's going to be very hard to prepare for them because they're going to bring things that they've just not seen this season.
And 6:28 to go, 45-22, Sandusky with the lead and the ball. Krause is at the top. He throws it over to the right side to Kroenke. Kroenke's in the ballgame for the first time tonight. She gives it to Hale, back up the top to Krause. Krause is covered by Gremmel. Now they get it to Gravitt. Gravitt's wide open, goes down the right side of the paint. Goes up, her shot's no good. Rebound control by Gremmel. Gremmel looks to push the ball up the court. She's going to bring it across the timeline for the Patriots. They get set. She hands it off. Valentine. Valentine sets up her offense. Back over to Fader. Fader swings it to Gremmel on the left side. Gremmel looks to go baseline. She pulls it up. Bounce past the first at the free throw line. Now they bounce it inside to Van Hoos. She turns for the shot. No good. Rebound into the hands of Lanscott. Krause brings it up for the Redskins. Over to the left side to Grabbit. Grabbit is covered there by Valentine. Now they give it over to Kroenke, and Kroenke gets the travel call. So it's going to be another turnover there against the Sandusky Redskins. I believe that's only ninth turnover of the whole game for Sandusky.
Wow. Well, in the third quarter, Sandusky only shot 2 of 11 from the field for 18%, but they did make 4 of 7 from the free throw line at 57%. USA shot 44% from the field, but actually went backwards on the scoreboard. So even though they shot better than they had been, it wasn't enough to cut a dent into that lead.
Ewald made a nice pass inside the first. First turned around off the low block, had her shot go up and roll off the rim, but it went out of bounds off Sandusky, so they get it back. Patriots get it into Ewald. Ewald makes 19-footer, no good. Rebound control there by Lanscott. Now they push the ball up the court to Hale. Hale gets the ball over in the corner to Gravitz. Back to Hale. Hale gets it under control. Now she gives it to Krause. Krause dribbles to the center, to the top of the key, jump step. And throws it back to Hale on the right side. Now they feed it down low inside to Kroenke. Kroenke turns off the low block for the shot. No good. Rebound chased down by Gravitz. This time the rebound goes right into the hands of First. First will bring the ball up the court. She looks to push it. And she's going to throw it to Ewald. And it's going to stay with the Patriots as it's tipped out of bounds by Krause.
Miranda First did a great job bringing the ball up the court. I'm not sure if that was best pass she could have made, but luckily for them, it went off the hands of Lauren Krause, and they will retain possession.
And Krause is going to check out of the game now, and coming into the game is Kelsey Stauffer again, and I believe making her first appearance tonight is Carly Malzoff, the junior from Sandusky.
She replaces Emily Hale, and I'm going to guess with 4.5 to go that Emily Hale is probably done for this district championship.
And so the Patriots feed it down low. They try to get it, but they're covered tightly. And they managed to pull it up back to the top. Callie Valentine runs the offense. Now she hands it off to Ewald. Ewald's at the top of the key. She picks up her dribble, swings it around over to Del Simpler. She gets the roll, rolls around, and she gets the three. She got a good roll there.
That bounced on the rim about 3 or 4 times. It must be soft up there because it was a nice looking shot. A little short, but it bounced around and finally dropped.
And that makes it 45-25. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame here, and it was nice to see that fall for her. She's been working hard tonight and just had some close ones that couldn't go in.
And being a senior, nice to see her make that bucket.
Dan Sandusky gets it over to the side to Stauffer. Stauffer brings it around to the top of the key. Now she looks to get it inside. Now she brings it back and hands it out to Malzoff. Malzoff passes it out of bounds. And they're going to say it got deflected off the Patriots, so it's going to stay Sandusky ball. 3:39 to go in the ballgame. 45-25. Sandusky with the lead. They get it in underneath. The Kroenke nails the 19-footer, making it 47-25.
She's showing a little bit of range. I didn't know she could shoot from that far, but she was just about a foot inside the three-point line, had a nice-looking shot, and buried it.
That was Malzoff, correct?
That was Kroenke.
Oh, Kroenke. I was going to say, that was a Malzoff, and we're in Harbor Beach. They better be able to make that. That means, like, a name here at Harbor Beach. You know, this gym doesn't know what to do if there's not a Malzoff or a boom down on the court.
Exactly. Legendary around here.
And coming out of the game for Sandusky is Gravett. She'll be her sixth and seventh player in, so she's getting her rest for the night.
She'll be replaced by Lindsay Ball, the junior, who's seeing her first action of the night. Looks like Coach Amat's going to try and get everybody in as we move through here.
And that's nice because they might not see some time here in this next game. For them, Ewald does a good job there, keeping Sandusky from getting the easy inbounds pass. USA's coming out here with 3:17 to go, 47-25. They're trailing, but they got a full court press going on, and Ewald's doing a great job at hitting in the face of Stauffer here and causing problems. First chases are down from behind, but they're going to call a foul, reach in foul on first there.
Well, he really had no choice. She was riding her pretty close and eventually knocked her to the floor, so he really had no choice but to call the foul for the official.
And that's going to be her second. I have her for three, but the scoreboard has her for two. And Stauffer gets the ball, and she's going to run the offense. Takes it to the left side, hands it off the ball. Ball tries to get it down inside to Landscott, but she can't hang on to it. So it's going to go back to the USA Patriots here, and the Patriots got a chance here to make the score a little bit more even.
Erica Fritz, the freshman for USA, just checked into the game at that last break.
And our scorekeeper is going to be trying to figure out who 32 is on there because I don't have her on her book, so we can see her looking at it. And they swing it around to number three here for USA, and she drains a three-pointer. Valentine gets a three. So they're going to try to make the score a little bit more respectable, and they're working hard. They're coming with a full-court press. Never say die, a Nancy Kaiser quote from back in the 1970s over at Ubley. Ooh, that still haunts me hearing that. Nightmares, you thought I made my girls run for free throws. That was the running days, Brett.
Well, Miranda First is trying to get her money's worth here. She had pretty good bump there on Charlie Mozoff, and she's going to go to the line to shoot 1-1.
And I'll tell you what, coming out of the game is Del Sinclair, and she's had a great game tonight. She had some shots that just didn't fall. And at the end of the third, Novell is winning 45-10. So they're easily going to move on in their district, and you'll see them over at Harbor Beach, I'm sure, or at Bad X on Tuesday night.
DeSimpler getting a nice hug when she walked off the floor, being the senior her last time in a USA Patriot basketball uniform. Coach Spitzer gave her a hug, and she's replaced by the freshman, Allison Hoppe, who was brought up for the tournament.
And there's going to be some players that leave the Patriots here in Chelsea Ewald, Coben, and we didn't see her a lot, but she's been around a little bit, and also Delson Blair. That's all they lose is three.
It is, and no disrespect to those three young ladies, but they got a really nice core coming back, and their younger program is strong, and they got some good years ahead of them at USA for certain.
So this next couple of minutes here, 2:24 that we got to go, is going to be a little matchup of what we might have going on next year for the two teams. So we'll see. We had 48-28. And right away, the ball is pushed into Van Hoos. She shoots the shot up, and the rebound's chased down there by Fritz. Fritz gets her shot back up. No good. Rebound is controlled there by Hopp. And she's going to go to the free throw line.
You know, one thing that's kind of a difference between the two teams is Sandusky loses three of their top five. They lose three of their starters in Lauren Krause, Whitney Fox, and Kelly Ruggles. They actually have Emily Hale back. However, their JV team was something like 19-1 or 20-0, so they're going to be strong again with some youth, maybe a little inexperience, but definitely strong.
And Hopp makes that first one of her 1-1. And at the end of the third, Bay City, Brown City 28, Vassar 26.
Interesting, kind of a low-scoring game, probably what both teams would want to have as their type of style, so I'll be curious how that finishes.
And and after the third, Bay City All Saints is leading 36-24 over Michigan Lutheran Seminary to keep you guys posted that are interested in those games over there. So again, All Saints 36, Michigan Lutheran Seminary 24 at the end of third.
The third of the three freshmen that came up for USA for the tournament, Stephanie Newman, just checked in, so she's going to get a couple of minutes of action here in the district final.
1:50 to go here, Sandusky 48, USA 29, Sandusky with the ball. USA will be in the bonus the rest of the way out here. Oh, I got that backwards. No.
USA, no, Sandusky's shooting the bonus. Correct, exactly.
I looked up there and I went, ooh, I'm backwards. Stauffer swings the ball over to the left side to Mozoff. Ball's up for Sandusky. Bounce passes it inside to Kronicki. Kronicki tries to go up, but she loses control of it, and it goes out of bounds. So it's going to be Patriots ball. Good defense there by the post players for the Patriots.
Ashley Lanscott, the senior, is getting a standing ovation. She leaves the court. She's going to be replaced by another senior, Alex.